I'm Lisa Brooks. Sound Transit's light rail expansion project is changing neighborhoods. People who use the train generally like to live nearby. And some communities that have had mostly single-family homes are changing zoning laws to allow for big apartment buildings. Amy Walgamott lives in a house in a Shoreline neighborhood that was just rezoned to allow for bigger buildings. One of the Shoreline light rail stations will eventually open right across the street from her house. She's organizing her neighbors to sell their homes as a unit to an apartment developer.
Ideally, nobody would have to move because my neighbors and I that I've spoken to, we all love it here. We love our houses and yards and trees and our neighbors. Since they are rezoning to 70 feet where we are and, of course, around us, we don't want to be surrounded by 70-foot buildings, so we feel like we have to sell. And so in order to get the next ideal, which would be to get plenty of money for our property so that we can move wherever we want after this, we want to make sure that we get enough money out of the properties to make up for the fact that we have to buy somewhere else, the fact that we have to leave when we don't really want to, and for me personally, because I have four beautiful, gigantic trees in my yard that I know will be cut once we sell.
So if you have to sell to a developer, are there any potential upsides?
One of the things I like about selling as a, you know, as a group to a developer is that they're not going to save the houses. I can take everything that I want to take with me, all my plants, any, like the flooring I put in. My neighbor likes the doors that they're on their house, you know, but we could salvage more than if we sold to somebody who's going to use the house.
Is there any chance that you would stay through this?
Yes, I suppose there's a chance. If I feel like nothing is happening, nothing, like my neighbors are not going to sell and build 70 feet high across the streets, either street from me, I might stay. I'm not sure how horrible construction is going to be, but when they put the sewer lines in under Fifth Avenue, it was pretty bad, and that was only a couple months, maybe not even that long. And this is going to be 5 years of traffic and noise and unpleasantness all around.
That's Shoreline resident Amy Walgamott. The Shoreline light rail stations are expected to be open to commuters in 2023. This story idea came from an idea generated by the recent KUOW listening tour in Shoreline.